Hey guys, join Lance Skirv and I today on the Ramona Brockett Show. We are talking about COINTELPRO. Are we being spied on? Is the Black Lives Matter movement actually being spied on? Oh my God, join us today.
You know, really, you just don't know who to trust, and really, the motto should be trust no one. There's so many agents out here, Dr. Brockett.
Tell me about it. I mean, what's so interesting about what we're talking about is that just this past Sunday, a friend of mine, Jeff Klingberg, brought to my attention what they were talking about on MSNBC, and mm-hmm. that is that there's a book, and I'm out. I had to go by my doctor, and you may hear a helicopter in the background, so I hope you can still hear me.
No problem.
But anyway.
A helicopter or a drone, it's all the same.
It's all the same. Truth, not fiction. And so he said, listen, pay attention to what they have on MSNBC, because they are talking about how the government is sending in police, whether they're federal or state, I don't know, but undercover, to infiltrate the Black Lives Matter movement.
Are you sure this is not just a conspiracy theory? You know people are going to say that.
I don't know. You know what? We have to ask the people on MSNBC, because they're the ones who are talking about it on Sunday. And so if we aren't the conspiracy theorists, we're just relaying a message. But then again, the messenger is always what? Killed. Anyway.
Sadly.
But he said that they're comparing it to Hoover. I've always wondered if he's actually dead, but
well, the spirit lives on.
Yeah, you know, who really infiltrated the Black Power movement and tried to infiltrate Martin Luther King's movement and Malcolm X's movement. By putting in undercovers, and they would call it COINTELPRO, which was covert intelligence, you know, operations.
I think it was, you know. Was it counter? Yeah, covert or counter?
Counterintelligence, yeah. And so, and what they were doing was putting people in the movement to watch. And you know, one thing, I don't know about you, but one thing I am, and I've learned this, I learned it, especially living in below the Mason-Dixon line, okay?
The Canadian border?
Not that it, huh?
The Canadian border at this point.
yeah, the Canadian border at this point. But I'm talking about, you know, that place.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so, you know, because what I learned was that the ones who come in your face and they're smiling and they want to be too close to you too soon, mm-hmm. those are the ones you have to worry about the most.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a known person, if you're doing something that is progressive. And there are so many people that are so paranoid, you know, and assume that you are, quote unquote, organizing. I'm going to put that in quotes for a reason. And you're not doing anything. But they're
right.
So afraid of what they've done, the history of what they've done, the generational wrongs done to people in this country, that those that watch are so worried that someone's going to do something to them based upon what they've done to others.
Yes.
That they've got to go and they've got to infiltrate. But
we must stop the rise of a Black Messiah.
Absolutely. Look at what they did to Haile Selassie, for those of you guys listening in. Look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're talking about people who have done wrongs for so long that it is almost part of their DNA. So then part of their DNA is, we've got to get someone back who looks like they may do what we've been doing.
Yes.
And that person may not be, or that group of people may not be doing anything. Black Lives Matter, what that is saying is, can you stop killing us? Can you stop, like ruining our lives? We're doing what we're supposed to do. Why are you coming after us? Now, don't get it twisted. What recently happened in, I think, St. Louis, when they went and they marched for the Black man who got shot, but a little Black girl was killed by a stray bullet, nobody said anything, that's wrong, okay? And we as a people have to get that together, because in my opinion, I begin to wonder, do Black women's lives matter to Black folk? Because
right.
It seems that when it comes to us Black women, when we get hurt, when we get lynched, when we get screwed over, everybody kind of looks the other way. But if it happens to a Black man, it's we have to
you're
get
so right.
So, mm-hmm. So, and I think that happened during slavery, but I think it's well beyond that. But I think during slavery in America, and possibly in the Caribbean, I don't know, but definitely in America, the Black woman was so devalued. You know, that's why when black women are on welfare, they get rewarded when they have children, but they're not married to a man, and they get rewarded with money. You can live in a bigger place, or you can get more money for food. It's
right.
Almost like the value of the mainstream society devalues, automatically sets things in place so that family can be devalued mm-hmm. in the black community.
Because it's a foundation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But getting back to the agents, what do you think about these agents? What's going on in your mind about what's happening, and do you think they would even affect you and I on programs like this?
Well, see, people, for the most part, when they hear agent, they say, oh, you're paranoid because you're not anybody for an agent to have to get to. Well, people don't understand that there are a lot of government workers who were out there as spies in that capacity that have nothing to do now except really look at each other and look at people in this country. Because the enemy in the government's mind could be anybody. But let's not even go to that point.
Well, but you can. Look at what Snowden did. Look at what Eric Snowden did. Eric Snowden pointed out that we are all being spied on.
Well,
and he got in so much trouble for it, he had to leave this country and be protected by Russia.
Isn't
so
that
obviously,
something?
You know, obviously that what you're saying is absolutely true. We
right.
are being watched. And I don't know to what extent people don't get that. Even our phones. I mean, they were talking about this cloud, and you mm-hmm. and I use a cloud, you
right.
know, for our program. This cloud, who's watching the cloud? Who has access to the cloud?
Who is in the cloud?
Who's in the cloud? Who is up in the cloud?
Exactly.
I don't know, because it's not Jesus. I mean, you know. I want to know.
There's a couple other things up there.
It's a lot up in the cloud.
We have so much space junk, satellites, but see, we have people here around and about. The thing is, the government and those shadow, and people look at the government like they're the great American saviors of the world. Grow up. If you believe that, find that little red box in the upper right-hand corner with the white X and click on it. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody in the government is so totally evil and they're down with the conspiracy. You have people who just want to make a little money and go home, but there's a wing of it, a great wing of it. They play dirty. They play dirty all over the world. They play dirty here, and they do not want the masses mobilized to rise up against them because they can only get their power from subservient people who are misinformed, who are entertained, who have no clue, right? So now when you have...
Dollar. Don't forget about the ones who need a dollar.
Yeah, and we're
now,
coming around to that too.
Dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones who need a dollar.
They'll compromise.
And they will, honey, they'll sell their eye teeth. They'll sell their mama's eye teeth. And,
exactly.
And for a dollar, they will screw whomever over. Okay.
That's right.
And you know, right now, there are a lot of people really suffering economically in our world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spoke about it this weekend, what was going to happen with Wall Street, and boom, it happened on Monday. People right now are freaking out
yeah.
about their 401ks. We spoke about it just the other day.
Exactly.
And here they are freaking out. So if you're freaking out over your 401k, you don't have any money, you don't know how you're going to go to school, you don't know how you're going to do this, and somebody comes along and says, hey, you know what, man, if you screw over, you know, sister so-and-so, we'll make sure that you get X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
You know? And then before you know it, you know, here, boom, the Black Lives Matter movement is over. Boom, the Lance Skirv show is over. Boom, the Dr. Ramona Brockett show is over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you've got two things operating here. You've got somebody with money in their pocket, and you got somebody with no money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And they both want to get the third party. So they get together, and they get that third party. So you've got that going on. Okay, and then you've got regular globalization going on. If you have globalization, you've got to keep the masses down. What do you do? See, no one paid attention to something when Obama got into office. When Obama got into office, at that time, mm-hmm. W was trying to get money. We don't want this to be too long a show, but
take your time. Yeah.
But W was trying to get money from the G8. I don't know if you remember this. You know, America's really suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're not going to do anything. And they really didn't do anything until Obama came in. When Obama came in, there was a whole discussion they had. And they gave him until I think it was April, whenever the Obamacare thing began to go through, they gave him until that time, and then they were going to help finance America and all this other stuff. It was really deep, and no one paid attention to it. Well, I paid attention to it because I said, what are they saying to him? All of a sudden, because to me it makes no sense. It makes no sense that the IRS is policing healthcare. It makes no sense to me. So anyway, it seems that all of the agreement with the G8 and then became the G20 and the IMF and all that other stuff came together right around the time of Obamacare. And I said to myself, is the IRS, because if you don't sign up with Obamacare, IRS is hitting you like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a gang. They're twisting your arm.
Absolutely. So, but why are they twisting your arm? My thought is that they are because the IRS is who is monitoring everybody in the country for our government and for the global world government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how you can, that's it. Let me see. Let me duck. I think I see a shark shooter. But that's how they're monitoring. And
Dr. Brockett, how do you know these things? We're going to have a ton of agents even more so coming after us.
We just got to pray, honey, because in the Bible it tells me that the Most High sits above the principalities.
There you go.
So they can, you know, even when Satan was roaming the earth and he found Job and he said to God, I'm going to mess with your servant so that I can prove to you that he's going to curse you. God said, you can do whatever you want to him, just don't take his life. And he never cursed God, and he didn't have his life taken. How's that? And he got back more than he had.
There you go.
So we straight, like I said the other day, we read the book, we know who wins.
That's right. Hello.
But anyway, but beyond this thing, this agency, it really is what I think, talking about that particular topic, is evil. You know, it's a way to re-enslave all human beings, not just black folk, but all human beings, you know, and have a collective few really, really guiding us, really over us, really telling us what to do.
But you have to understand that black people worldwide are the rug under the foot of this entire thing. That if we were mobilized, we're so diverse. I understand we're not monolithic, but if we had a modicum of unity, that spells trouble for those people in the shadows who have that kind of power over us.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something about shadow government just really quickly. It kind of came out of your mouth a couple minutes ago. that's not incorrect. I mean, even during 9/11, you heard them say on the news, shadow government. Do you remember hearing that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the reality is when there is a threat to the country, or just like Katrina, we can think of this with Katrina, when there is a threat, the Constitution is suspended, and you operate outside of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that a shadow government is then formed. Okay. Right now, there's a threat against the United States. A lot of people don't understand, like, some of the things going on, especially the use of the U.S. Patriot Act, which they aren't talking much about, and which, frankly, Dylan Roof, should be being prosecuted under, but we'll leave that alone. but the purpose of that was, number one, our government's changing, but that's a whole other story. But here we are, really, in a time of war, and while the Constitution does remain, it can easily be suspended because we are in a time of war and we are under threat. So perhaps the reason why they're infiltrating movements like, you know, Black Lives Matter is because they see it as a threat to government, and they can suspend the Constitution and do things that they do like they do under the U.S. Patriot Act.
Brilliantly said. You got me making tongue twisters up in this bad boy. Do you know what you just said?
No, I really don't.
I'm having a braingasms over here.
Oh my God! No. Let me sip on my tea, honey.
My right toe just curled up and couldn't move. It was paralyzed.
Lord Father God. And I can't even really walk well. But no. Actually, my operation is helping me walk much better. I'm just not fully discharged yet. But I am sipping on my tea as you say that. So go ahead.
No, but you see, we have to also look at it like a controlled demolition. And we're going to speak it as it pertains to Black folks.
Right.
Communications. You're in war with somebody.
Another Black helicopter going over. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. They'll be here soon, too. So,
It's always, they're right here. Okay.
Strange passengers on my bus, wanting to strike up conversations. And they know things about me that I didn't tell them. But anyway, communications. You have an enemy. You have another country. Let's look at it this way. And the Air Force goes in. And they find their communication centers. They drop a bomb on them. That way they can't communicate. Or they infiltrate. They get in there, at gunpoint and have the people say the wrong things. Well, look at our communications in the last year or two. Look at the mainstream media, how you don't see Donna Brazile anymore, how you don't see Roland Martin as much, also with Michael Baisden. You have other radio personalities. I'm not saying that all of these people are super pro-Black.
Let me keep it real, because I'm in New York. Let me keep it real. 98.7 Kiss is gone, okay?
Exactly.
Let's keep it real. Okay?
Exactly.
Let me just keep it real.
And it's been compromised.
Go ahead.
Compromised and infiltrated. I look at Orlando here. They don't have any local radio for Black people in the Black community of note. Our communications have been destroyed and compromised. Our communications have been taken over by the corporate entities that focus on larger entertainment, foolishness, and buffoonery. Back in the 70s, we had Black News. Bill McCreary Report. McCreary Report.
Oh, yeah. And don't ever forget, Like It Is. Remember Like It Is?
Like It Is, yeah. And you get up on a Sunday morning or Saturday night or whenever it came on, but Sunday after the service or even during... Look, you had all of these programs that address our issues. What's wrong with that? We seem to feel as Black people that, we can't do that. We have to be part of the greater thing. When you have the Jewish community, Latino community, even some of the gay community, they have things specific just for them. We have issues.
Oh, you know that the gay community does, because that was, I called him doctor, then I called him pastor. That was Obama's... that was his agenda. His agenda from the very beginning, the change you can believe in, all had to do with the gay community.
So, exactly.
And that is something that's happening all over the world. The gay community now is a very huge part of world politics. And for those people who think that the acquisition of power and recognition by the gay community is going to lead to some kind of heavenly liberal agenda, I suggest you wake up and smell the coffee or sip on some tea like I'm doing now. Wait, hold on. I have to sip on my tea. Because the reality is most of these people are extremely conservative, and you will see they will be the log cabin conservatives.
Yes.
Look at what was happening during Edgar Hoover's reign. Look at him and McCarthy and Cohn. Those three guys were very gay, and they were leading America during McCarthyism, and America was following them. They were running the country. Do you think that the same thing is not going to happen again? I'm not saying that gays are going to lead the McCarthy era or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for those people who really think that the whole gay agenda is down with the Black agenda and down with the women's agenda and down with every agenda that is under the rainbow, ain't going to happen.
They hitched a ride on us. They hitched a ride on us because they know where they want to go.
Exactly.
They said they're going to the same place we want to go, and they hitched a ride, but they knew where they had to get off and run up their own road. And they're there now, and we ran out of gas because of the extra weight on our vehicle, and they're looking at us like you're on your own.
Our AAA card doesn't work. We ran out of gas. The AAA card doesn't work. We don't have a jack in the back of the car. We on the side of the road, and we down like four flat tires.
And they're thumbing
their
nose.
And everybody else is running.
Exactly. Nurse them to freedom, nurse them to strength, and we're in the same position. And fooey to all of those in the Black community who have abandoned our issues and jump ship.
Well, again, those who need a dollar. I'm going to abandon the issue because I need a dollar, and let me go after this other black person and bring them down while I get a dollar. Well, trust and believe, that dollar is exactly what you're going to drown in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's that is what's happening, and it's unfortunate, and I hope people listen to this. I hope people listen because, you know, there were people think, and I put this on my page. I hope people are looking at my page and read it. You don't have to comment. I get a lot of comments, and I appreciate the comments because they're great. I got some great people. I got some great people, Shante and Danielle and
yes,
Tommy
yes.
and Dre and all y'all. I love you. But on my page, we talk about uprising, slave uprising, or
mm-hmm.
slave in, what do they call it, insurgencies? What was that called? When the slave, I'm just calling it uprising.
There were
more slave uprisings than people even want to talk about. And the last huge one, which was infiltrated similarly to what they're doing now with Black Lives Matter and what they did with the Black Panthers, there were 9,000 slaves in South Carolina who were going to uprise.
Uh-huh.
But the powers that be got to the couple of them who, okay, Massa, I'm going to tell you who going to do it, I'm going to tell you what time they're going to be there. I can have a piece of cake.
Exactly.
Take your Massa. You know, and then all of a sudden the uprising didn't happen, and they got these slaves. There was 9,000 that were going to uprise. But you had the couple pickaninnies in there who got
as always.
And messed it up for everybody.
And they'll masquerade. So, they'll masquerade as one who is down with the uprising, so they can get directly to hear what's going on in the inner circle. And see, historically, okay, American history just wasn't taught right. We know that. Many refuse to see that. I heard a young lady the other day, well, I know this to be true because they taught this in school. They taught it the way they wanted you to hear it. There were so many potential uprisings that was stopped or just knocked off because of these, I don't want to say coon, but I have to, because of the pickaninnies. And they don't want us to know that that's what was going on. They want to paint us as being subservient, passive slaves in history, so we don't get the idea in our head, you know what, we can do this now. See,
yeah.
So when the Black Panther movement came
along. I want to say this.
Yeah.
We don't want to take over the country. No one wants to take over the
right.
country. We just would like equality.
Exactly.
You know, and equality doesn't negate capitalism. Equality doesn't negate capitalism, although that does sound like an oxymoron because you've got the owners of labor and the laborer. But we want everyone to be able to be an owner of labor as we want everyone to be a laborer. We don't want anybody to be a slave.
Right. And see, the thing is, when you say equality, they have a big problem with it. We're talking about equality under the law, access to what we need to get to life, liberty, pursuit of the American dream, which, okay, we have an issue with that term. I'll just say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they will never look at us as equals. We're not trying to get people who don't look at us as equals to look at us that way, because that's your sickness. If you don't want to see us that way, fine, but don't stop us from getting ours.
That's true. And then the other side of it, too, is now in my world, in my house, in my home, in my family, raised to think that I wasn't equal. In fact, you know,
exactly.
We think we're better than everybody. It's part of our problem. But
you go, girl.
Our own people who look like you and I, they need to know that they are beyond equal. I never, until I went to the South and... Well, really, it was in the South that I learned how people feel they are not equal. They feel they are less than. It is the strangest thing I ever encountered. And so, you know, you would see people, I would be around people, we'd go into a restaurant, and they would have their head down when a white waitress came over to ask them to order. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? So folk who are in America who look like me
mm-hmm.
and you... They need to know that there is no issue as to whether we're equal. Are you kidding? Just look at the 25th dynasty that they're trying to hide from the Egyptian hieroglyphs. Look at the 25th dynasty and who the great-grandfather was of Tutankhamun. Anyway.
You know too much. We have to send an extra helping of agents towards you.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at the ruse right now. I'm looking.
But see, people, I want them to understand that... the government and the shadow government will look to stop someone's rise before they get there. They don't wait for you to get there anymore. They look over the horizon and they try to shoot you down or try to find something on you. And when you have people who, like you and I, who can do programs like this, how do you infiltrate two people?
See, well, you infiltrate it by trying to cut off their access to the internet, which is the next thing that the government is about to do. Because I don't know if you've been paying much attention to, to Obama talking about, oh, we want to give lower, not that you are lower income at all, but we want to give lower income people, which automatically means black, access to the internet also. Well, what are they talking about? You know, what they're talking about is how they're changing up the internet and access and how all of it is going to change very, very soon. Mm-hmm. Okay?
It's too powerful.
One thing I want to... What were you going to say?
No, it's too powerful. And an individual like yourself knows how to leverage it and get a word out. And this will go on for a season, but don't think it's going to continue on. And I'm going to say, if they put a limitation or you have to pay premium or a certain amount, I'm paying. I'm going to keep it this way. This is how important it is. Those of us out there, we need to support people like Dr. Ramona Brockett and platforms like this. Because
and Lance Gerv, support Lance Gerv, you know, go ahead.
You know, I'm humble about that. Because who's going to really bring the truth, you know?
Well, you know, well, Lance, then you also, now, if you're going to be paying, now watch out, because you know somebody's going to come and try to offer you a dollar to make you big. You know what I'm saying?
I can't be purchased. Money doesn't get me open.
No.
We need money, yes, but that will never, I'm going to say it right here and now, no amount of money will get me to compromise myself, my morals, my standards. I've been out here online since 2002 in some form or manifestation. And at this point, I want to protect my work. Look, we have fun. We talk the real stuff. People at least know where I'm coming from, whether they like me or hate me. And it's the same thing with yourself, Dr. Brockett. And I'm not compromising that. I'm like that old man with the money up under the mattress or something precious that the world wants, and you can't have it. It's not a money thing. And yes, I do need money to continue what I'm doing. I'm not gonna say, oh, but you know what? I'll get out there and I'll work for it. It doesn't take as much to maintain. I can get there faster. But the bottom line is, like I said, we're self-generated, and we're not going to be compromised. Never.
Well, you know,
I got to stand before God.
This is true. This is true. What's interesting, you know what the root of all evil is, and that is the love of money. But
exactly.
This is what I was going to say just about this. Now, you mentioned something that was very key, and the whole idea of equality and people trying to force this non-equality down your throat. The only time I've noticed, I'll say it again, the only time I've noticed when people try to force an agenda down your throat is because they are so familiar with that agenda.
Mm.
Let me say it again.
Ooh.
The only time they try to force an agenda down your throat is when they are very familiar with the agenda. Now, the people who came to this country, okay, came here, why? Because England was doing what? They were out there, they were conquering lands, they were conquering places, and they needed people to conquer. They needed people to help them conquer. So where did they go? They went to what? The dungeons. They went to the jail. They got the women of the night out of the jail. They got the men who were the robbers, who were the murderers. And they said, you know what? We're going to give you an affirmative action right across the channel. Did I say that?
You said it loud and clear.
We're going to give you an affirmative action ride across. They didn't call it affirmative action back then. What they said was, we want you to help us. And they did it in Australia. Australia was one huge penal colony. Why? Because all of the people who were in the gallows in Europe were brought there to help, what? Colonialize the place, get the place going. For who? For the crown. Because they were crusading. Okay? It was a crusade. Let's get these lands. So what did they do in America? Much of America was a penal colony also. These are people who were not treated as though they were equal. So they understand what it is to treat people, what it is to feel that they are not equal.
Yes.
And they understand how people treat people who they think are not equal. So all they're doing is understanding the original agenda of the people who brought them here. And they are imposing that on us. Now, understand something. There were tribal wars in Africa. Many of us were taken as, what, indentured servants to other tribes. Mm-hmm. Now, my grandmother's father, well, I can't really talk about that, but some of us were that way. Okay.
Right.
So we are, we were compromised by our brothers. We were sold out by our brothers. Now people don't like me saying that, but I know a lot of white men. A lot of white men are my friends. I had grew up with them. I look at my white male friends. I look at my black male friends. I think back to when they were supposed to have run through the bush to get one of my black male friends' great 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 grandfathers. I don't think so. So obviously there was a roundup, okay? And with the roundup, there was a sale. People got guns, people got powder, okay? And again, one more thing I have to say, all that ivory, all that gold that is underneath those former towers that I'm looking toward right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, that stuff was from Africa. That was all part of that long time ago trade.
Yes.
Don't play me. People are going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's saying this. Find her now.
Don't push
her because
she's close to
down.
The edge.
What's the song, Shut It Down, Shut It Down, Down? Was that the song? Shut It Down.
Public Enemy.
Yeah. Shut It Down.
Shut It Down.
That's right. Shut it down. You know, but anyway, so they're trying to say, shut it down. Anyway, but yeah, man. I mean, like, you know, that's so the inequality thing is something that the oppressor is familiar with because they themselves were oppressed in that same way.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's our nature to be kind.
Yeah.
So we allow them to believe that it's okay to shut us down in that way by trying to make us feel that we aren't equal. But we need to wake up and smell the coffee. Again, look at the 25th dynasty.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Scurve.